and keeping your eyes closed, allowing yourself to drop more deeply into that sacred space of being. Opening to the light, the codes, the love, all of the transmissions that the Star Mothers have given us that come forward into this life, this universe, this time, and your now.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Now that you're all activated with the Star Mothers, the Lemurian healing is such a power-filled energy. We give thanks to the divine Dr. Ember for bringing this energy in. We want to remind each of you that you are indeed capable of all that you are choosing, all that you are feeling. You get the opportunity to hold the space for your own transformation. To trust, to believe, to acknowledge that that transformation is just as clear as the divine Lee Carroll, the divine Marilyn Harper, the divine Dr. Ember, the divine Dr. John. Your transformation is just as power-filled because you are here. You raised your hand and you volunteered to be here on this planet at this time. We know some of you have tried to renegotiate that. But you are here. You also get the opportunity to hold the space for all other beings that are around you, that you encounter on a daily basis, for their transformation as well. How many of you have beings of light, relatives, friends, colleagues, that you think, they are just never going to wake up, huh? Anyone ever feel like that? Or one person. So we will talk to you. Because we know that you each wish to be all that you are. And we know that as you are all that you are, as we said yesterday, or as Aronda said yesterday, I am the presence. We want you to know that by your intention, your feeling of holding yourself or someone else in that space of, oh, I will never get this, or they will never get this, you are creating that. We know that Adironda, just for, now we know that many of you are saying, well, who are you if you're not Adironda? Not for you to worry. We want to tell you a story. We've told the story before, but there is new information. This is a story of two people. You know, you bring people into your life as a sweetheart or a best friend or a loving husband or wife or even a colleague that will help you evolve on your way, yes? So these two people, he is a professor, an archaeologist, professor at university. He's also a collector of war memorabilia. You walk into his home and he's got helmets from World War I, World War II. He's even got some that date back to the Civil War. He sells bayonets with a knife on the end. He's got Civil War guns. He's a shooter himself. He goes to gun competitions and he hunts bears and big game and things like that, and deer, yes. He hunts the gentle deer and eats them for the winter. And he loves all war memorabilia. The universe brought him a unity minister for a wife. We get what we need, right? That was many years ago, 14, something like that. Now, when her friends asked her, "What in the world are you doing with this warmonger?" Now, he was not a warmonger. He just collected things about war and has a big bear skin on his wall and a deer head sticking out, huh? So, yet, when he married this unity minister, who is love walking around in a human body, there was then a bear skin, a deer head, and the Buddha. People asked her, "How are you possibly going to change him?" And she says, "I don't have to change him. I just have to love him." And she never ever, she always invited him to a gathering of like this, of your tribe, your spiritual people. And of course he never went. It was too weird and woo-woo, a bit like Lee was in the beginning. And she just loved, he would go to his shooting conventions and she would go to her unity conventions. And they would vacation together. If that is for us, we take a message. They would vacation together, but they would also vacation separately. 8 years into their marriage, she said, "Well, what would you like for Christmas?" And he said, "You know, I'd really like one of those meditation sets." Now, she didn't ever try to convince him of anything. She didn't ever want him to change. She didn't ever ask anything of him, of anything. And so, by her holding the space and just loving him right where he is, he awakened. She got him a meditation tape, one of our Vaisseau Marilyns, and gave it to him for Christmas, and then he got another. Then they started meditating together. He still has bear skins on the walls, but he does not go hunting any longer. He still goes to shooting conventions because those are his friends. And now she goes with him and honors him as he honors her. She came down with a bit of an illness this past winter. He volunteered to take a Reiki healing course so he could work on her. You see, when you hold somebody where they have been in the past, including yourself, you're holding them back and you're holding you back. When you love yourself right where you are, and when you love others right where they are, that holds the space for total transformation. Dearest beings of light, that is the key. From that space of total transformation, everything is possible. From that space of total transformation, it is only a love. It is not the energy of, "Oh, I love them so much, I want them to change." Well, dearest, if you're having that thought, the person who really gets to change is you. Yes. When you have something that upsets you when someone else is doing something, that is a direct reflection of some dissatisfaction within yourself. As the master says, look at the plank in your own eye before you want to pluck the toothpick out of someone else's, or some variety thereof. We are not that master. You see, beings, you are the way showers. You are the illuminated ones. As Kryon says, the old souls. And as our vessel Marilyn says, you know, wrinkles are a sign of wisdom. You're very wise. You carry that energy of the ancients. You carry that vibration. So when you hold yourself in that place of, I can't ever do that, you become correct. Yesterday, our vessel Marilyn read an article about someone who had patented a teleportation device. She was very excited, and she knew that Adirondack was going to mention it, and Adirondack did not. It was pointed out to her that she did not read all of the article. Imagine that. And at the end of the article, they disbanded the patent because they found that the device did not do what it said it was going to do. Raise your vibration enough so you would dematerialize in one location and materialize somewhere else. Yet that is still in the field. So it is possible that someone else will pick up that torch that listens to this recording now or in the future, or maybe is here live with us and connects with that energy. So you can indeed teleport, because we know you have done so before. It's just a matter of maybe remembering, raising your vibration to the highest level possible, to hold the space for your transformation, as well as the transformation of those around you and the world or galaxy. We are holding the space for the transformation of this planet into love, whatever that may mean. We ask you for the same. We honor you. We see you. We know you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This would be the third message about invisible things. I want to review with you the biggest invisible thing, that you're not here by accident and that God loves you. You can call God the creative source. You can call God spirit if you don't like the word God. But there is a creator. Over 80% of the planet knows this, is part of organizations that claim this, that believe that there is life of some kind after death. It is an intuitive, monotheistic belief of the planet that you were created. And as you sit in the chair, you have the choice to decide about that creator, Is it love? Is it accident? And what is the relationship? We're here to tell you, as we have every single time we channel, that the relationship is love. That you were born magnificent and it goes from there. Free choice, an invisible aspect, guides your life into that energy you wish. But standing next to you are all manner of invisible attributes that have their hands out. There are so many. One of the largest ones I have brought to you from the very beginning. You might say, scientifically, it's the core of epigenetics, and that is this, that the body is listening to what you are saying. And the body listens in two ways. The body is aware of your attitude and what you say from day to day. Believe it or not, that attitude emulates to the body who you think you are. And so if you carry an attitude that says you're nothing and never will be, the body cooperates. That is how powerful you are. But the other way that it listens is the way that we have taught you before, an invisible force, if you wish. Force. Like every cell had an antenna listening to that force. And that was the consciousness of the human being informing the body what it wants. We've even described it as consciousness homeopathy, where a little goes a long way and the cells listen to you. And we've told you that consciousness is energy. That has now been proven on your planet, and it has changed so many things, a lot of thinking. If consciousness is energy, then there may be rules of consciousness. And if there are energetic rules of consciousness, one of them might be that it is focusable. And that is in your body. Your body is listening. Every cell is aware. This is an invisibility, not taught necessarily in the places you'd expect it to be. But more and more are starting to realize that you can shape your own existence, that which is health for you. You can change the scheme, if you want to say that, of how fast and profoundly your body ages. If you do nothing, we have told you the body goes on automatic. Without direction, without focus, without intent, the body freewheels. It's out there, and it listens to all that is around it that tells it how old it is and the drugs it should take and how long it'll last. That is cryon from the beginning. But dear ones, in the last years, there has been another invisibility. This one is difficult to teach. This one is beyond the scope mostly of logic. This is the one that is controversial. This is the one that might even be laughed at. And it deals with the field. The idea that consciousness and the energy of it is all around you from the potentials that is developed from it. I'm going to give you an example. A simple metaphor. There are many doors in your life as you walk around. One door has a person standing behind it who is angry, has his hand on the doorknob, it is about to open. There's another door. It's a woman holding food. She's been to the store. Her hand is on the knob. It's about to open. There's another door. That door has something that is actually happening at the moment. It's an accident happening at the moment. It's another door. It's the love of your life. He, she has the hand on the door. Question, are they real? In this metaphor, in this puzzle, they are. Picture it in real life. Is that an impossibility to have those things around you? And the answer is no, that is not an impossibility. In fact, it's very probable. Each one of those examples is a consciousness that has energy. We've told you this before, that when you go to a theater, perhaps alone or with someone else, and you sit down next to an unknown person and you feel something that makes you want to move. That is a consciousness that literally is felt by you because it's energy. They're unbalanced or they're ill. And without knowing them or seeing them, you move. And that is you sensing something in the field. You're already experiencing these things, dear ones. This is an invisible, beautiful tool. Human beings can sense what's in the field. Some will call this intuition. It's part of it, but it's not all of it. Now, to add to this puzzle, dear ones, now you put the glue together. There's something called coherence. Coherence would be that which is a confluence of togetherness or a synchronization of consciousness of like kind. It's created perhaps when you get together in a group like this, when those would pray together or sing together. For music creates these kinds of things. Or perhaps even now, a channeling where you realize that what you're hearing is dripping with the love and the purpose of God to you. We've told you before that when I gave you the information that you would get a new pope, and 13 months later you did, I've said to you, this was not prophecy. This was not fortune telling. I was giving you the potentials in the field. Because one of those doors behind one was an ill pope and another one about to take his place. Is that prophecy when I'm giving you what's in the field already? It's potentials. Now back to those doors. You're sitting there with a confluence of coherence with things that suit you, things that are filled with purpose for you. And you are then able to sense the doors that are about to open. You're not going to go near the one with the angry person or the accident that is happening. And you'll be motivated perhaps to the love or the food or survival. But there won't be any question. And if you could pick a road, perhaps, that led to the situation behind the door, you'd know. And it's not fortune-telling. And it's not even being psychic. It's practical, because you are sensing what is, not the future. And making a decision about where you're going based upon what is happening. It's difficult to describe, because there would be those who say, well, it hasn't happened yet. That's telling the future. That's not correct. It has happened, in that those on the other side of the doors are a consciousness, and that consciousness, just like the one you sat next to in the theater, is that which you can pick up. That's invisible. That's you creating your reality. Beyond talking to yourselves, I just gave you the secret to creating a reality that is yours, meeting the right people, having airplanes that work or not, knowing things that perhaps others don't because you can sense what's behind the consciousness of the potential. And then there is the question. Okay, you've got my interest, Kryon. I don't seem to have this. And that's where I'm going to tell you. You don't have it because you don't believe it. You don't have it because someone has either told you it doesn't exist or talked you out of it, or have told you that it belongs only to those who are strange or odd. It cannot exist. Did you know that biologists have already named it entrainment? Where biology seems to, for no reason at all, synchronize together with other individuals in a scenario that is unexplainable? It's already known. And this is the next step. What if there were an invisibility that lets you sense what to do next, that makes sense for you to avoid the accident, to make sure you're at the right place at the right time, or to open the door and meet love? Dear ones, the Creator has given you this, and in this new energy, it's becoming sharpened. Last night, I sat before the sisters. It's beautiful to sit in front of the females who carry the energy of compassion and teaching and sacredness and shamanship. And in their Akash, they're feeling it and they know it. It's beautiful to sit in front of humans who are the teachers of humans. And I told them that a flower is opening. It's a wonderful example, especially to the women. A flower is opening with the essence of reality that heretofore seemed to be that which was not real. The essence of the flower is the realization that perhaps some of these things are true, available, doable, and perhaps even something you could examine. This ability to rise from your chair and sense what is there is available to all humanity all the time. It's a sharpening of intuition. Some of you have to practice in order to understand what it feels like. But once you start, you realize it's there, it's real. There are so many, even in this room, who would listen and come, who have said, I can tell you the stories that Kryon is right, that I felt something that either brought me to the chair today or took me to a person where I had a healing, and it was beautiful. And you start to realize this is a life practice that will keep you in a beautiful place for a very long time. Control over the things that you thought were uncontrollable. It's invisible, it's the field, it's real, it's consciousness, it's energy. And it's here. Old soul, I've said it before, it's available to you first because you have the tools to use it. Your Akash rings with the wisdom of understanding these words. Your Akash rings with a maturity that says, Kryon's right. And you will then teach the others, the new ones, of the ability that has always been theirs. And there's more. Invisible things come with the love of God and purpose, and it's the reason why you're so magnificent. And now you're starting, perhaps, to understand why we say what we say about a better humanity that is coming. We leave it there, but there's more. There's always more. Go from this place changed, and so it is.